This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we're back with our next guest, guys. Who have we got in the studio today?
We have Sam Hardy, who is an artist who won the Men on Men Art Prize at the Laird. You do work in film, this is your day job, but you have been doing art lately, and congratulations on winning the award. So tell us about what you do and, you know, how you got into being an artist.
Well, I guess I've always had a bit of a creative background, just, you know, I guess from art school and things like that. Way back, I used to do graphic design, I used to do multimedia, so I've always had this, a bit of a digital background as an artist. The pieces that are submitted are actually digital. They're not physical Lego pieces.
Oh, right.
So they've all been photorealistically generated on the computer.
That's brilliant. So, the piece is wonderful.
So how did you start off in the digital media world, basically?
For the art pieces in particular?
No, what made you get into that and present this as a piece for Men on Men, I suppose? So,
I guess it came from different angles. I mean, I just finished up on a TV show, which was Five Bedrooms. And sort of in between gigs, so I'm trying to think of something to fill my time, stumbled across this digital Lego creation program, and just started building all the sets I had as a kid, you know, going through all the old instructions, because people scan them online, and just like, yeah, just, you know, build them and sort of have a bit of fun, have a bit of nostalgia. And then I kind of half joked to a friend, oh yeah, I could do like a Lego Laird or something.
Yeah.
That's a complete joke. And then I sort of started putting a bit together, and someone said, hey, there's an art comp at the Laird. I'm like, oh, okay.
Perfect
Why
opportunity.
Not?
And so now you just threw that thing in there about the Five Bedrooms. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you actually do on that?
Okay, I'm what we call a data wrangler. So my job is that starts at the end of everyone's shooting day, where they have all the footage shot, they deliver it to the post-production office I work at. I've got to copy everything off, and then quality control and sync all the audio and get it prepared for the editors in the next morning.
Right. So your background is film.
Yeah, multimedia then film.
Multimedia film. Right. Okay. It's a tough business, that whole multimedia film area. So, and you've survived in it? You're doing okay in it?
So far, touch wood. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of networking got to do, a lot of, just keeping ear out and seeing what's out there. And
And it's project by project, I suppose, that you work on, is it?
It's contract-based, so I don't know when the next one is.
Right, okay. And you're like, are you with an agent, or do you actually do it yourself?
It's me.
Right.
So just really establishing contacts and keeping in touch with those contacts, saying, hey guys, anything coming through in the next few months or so, you know, let me know.
Because you might be really busy working on a particular project and not concentrating on what's happening 6 months down the track, and all of a sudden you could be sitting there going, oh, hold on, I don't have any work.
Yep, which is sort of why I just spent the last, you know, month or so building Lego Laird. You know, I needed something to fill the time beyond binge watching all the TV shows I missed.
Now, let's talk about the Laird Men on Men, the art prize. Now, we here at Sunday Arts Magazine have been judges on that over the last few years.
Yeah, that's right.
But we didn't do it this year because we were both busy when Neil and myself were asked. And it's been going for a long time, hasn't it?
Mm.
And
10 years, I think, or more.
Yeah. And it's anyone can enter.
Yes.
So it's open for anyone. And also you can sell your pieces as well once it's been judged. And it's wonderful because the boys at the Laird, they're very supportive of our community in all different shapes and sizes for them to organise this. So if you go down there at present, all the pieces are on the walls.
No, they finished.
It's already
it's
gone,
all finished,
has it?
Yeah, ended at the end of about June.
Right, okay. And you actually said that you entered because somebody told you about it. You weren't aware of it before?
No, I knew they had artwork there, but I think that was other exhibitions they were hosting, so I wasn't aware of an actual competition that was running.
Yeah. Now, and part of your prize is that you actually, in the Midsummer Festival, you actually have your own exhibition there.
Yes.
Right. Is that daunting that you're going to have to do and come up with a concept?
No, I think it's now there are a lot more time, because I did these initial works in something like a couple of, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, just kind of hammering at it, just to get out the door last minute, running from the printers and stuff, just getting all handed in that evening. So it'd be good to have a lot more time to really think about more subjects. I'm beginning to explore, you know, the wider community out there. I'm sort of thinking of different venues, different scenes, you know. So there's all sorts of little ideas I'm sort of figuring out how to translate into Lego.
Okay, and so let's talk about the piece you did for Men on Men.
There were three, actually.
Yeah. But the actual, what you created in the form, but it wasn't actual Lego bricks.
Digital Lego bricks, put it
digital.
That way.
Yeah. And you created each of the rooms of the Laird. Is that right?
I created, in the end, three. So there's sort of, I think, the back bar,
yep.
The beer garden, and, of course, the bathrooms.
Right.
The bathroom scene, yes. If it's controversial.
So how do you... So, all right, now I'm going to ask you, Sam, how do you create a digital Lego sort of piece, basically? I mean,
well, the program does it sort of for you. So yeah. It's digital. It's got like all the bricks Lego's okay. kind of developed. So you can actually like search, oh, I want this brick. There it is. Okay. I want that one. There it is. And then you just piece it brick by brick, much like you were doing the physical model.
Yep.
But the advantage of digital, you have, you know, copy and paste, and you can rotate things around freely and, you know, sometimes bend the rules a little bit.
Yeah. And so this is, you know, like, it's legal, you know, like you're doing it through Lego. It's a
not through them. It's a fan-made program.
Right.
I mean, I guess Lego would authorise them, and I did make sure to sort of not have their logo on the studs.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get into any little awkward corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of still in the legal area. Yeah.
Right.
And how do you present the piece for the public to see? Is it in sort of a screen format, or is it multiple screens?
No, just a print.
Oh,
print. So it gets rendered out as a, you know, image.
Yep.
And then that just gets printed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said there was three rooms of...
Yes.
Okay.
So three separate pieces. It wasn't
three
in
three
one.
Three separate pieces, yes.
Right, okay. So
I'm just trying to get around my head. That's
oh, right. I mean, I can show you.
No.
I'm a bit half of listeners, but... Yep.
How did it go? You know, did you sell any of the pieces?
Oh, yeah, all of them sold within, like, 40 minutes.
Brilliant.
Right. It blew me away completely. Yeah. I thought, oh, yeah, because all the other pieces up there are sort of, you know, blokey beefcake guys, you know, so I was kind of wondering, do I even fit?
Everyone loved the Lego. Yeah,
yeah, everyone just had that particular style, so I was a little bit...
It's a real pop art kind of look, isn't it?
Pop art, yeah. And yeah, I'm wondering whether my artwork would still fit within the general vibe.
But it's also a case of, you know, like it's such an iconic brand and it's an iconic venue, so I can see the two of it working really well, that people would want a piece of it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So has anyone come to you and asked, you know, like, could you have sold more of them?
Because I did sell prints.
Yep.
So prints were on order, so I'm actually going there tonight. There's a whole bunch of prints to deliver
orders.
Them.
And is this something that you want to pursue and keep doing? Are there other things that you have in mind that you want to do in Lego?
Yeah, I have sort of started other venues, so I did put together Molly's and Circuit. Because a lot of these venues have, like, really gorgeous Victorian era architecture.
Yep.
People see not just the inside that's interesting, but the outside, because they're all from the 1800s.
Mm.
So that's a really great challenge to put together in Lego, because they look simple, but they're very deceptive, because they go from flat to ornate surfaces, and you don't have that flexibility. Well, you do and you don't in a Lego medium.
Mm. So were you presenting these venues in your next exhibition that
that's
will be coming
up? That's what I'm looking to do.
Okay, so you're openly telling us what you're going to do at the next exhibition? Because artists usually don't say.
Well, that's a bit of a hint to what's coming.
Right, okay.
Yeah. The venues that you have frequented could appear in Lego.
A bit of a tease, you know.
Right, and so that will obviously be in January that will be up.
I believe so. I think I have to discuss when, in conjunction with the other award winner. So I think it's a combined exhibition. I'm not quite sure.
Right.
It's all been a bit busy there this week, with the other week and stuff.
And how did you feel when you won?
Oh, I was blown away because there was so many amazing artworks up there by really talented artists. So I thought, oh, well, I mean, I did what I wanted to do, which was make some work, put it on the walls. People had a bit of a laugh. That was kind of the end goal. I wasn't ever expecting it to suddenly explode into this whole new
world. Doing something different always, you know, gets a bit of attention, It's good.
That's absolutely fantastic. So do you have a website that people go to
there
or
is.
Instagram?
It's LairdGo, so LairdGo.myportfolio.com.
Yep.
And that will give you like a sort of look at the three pieces.
Right. But what about other stuff that you've done, or is this the first thing?
This is kind of beginner's luck.
Whoa.
Wow, okay.
So that's why
it's a little bit of your art career. So
maybe,
we'll
yeah.
See how a little bit daunting. Pans out, we'll get you back and see, you know, if it's a.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that site again?
LairdGo, LairdGo. myportfolio.com.
Okay.
I do have an Instagram account as well that I've started putting up other little things. So that's Insta_Ranga_Graham.
Right.
So that's got
Ranga because you've got hair, red hair. Yeah. And of course, if you went to the Laird website, I'm sure the link's there as well.
They've got an image on, but I don't think they have any.
Yeah, links. I'm sure they don't have the link, or you'd be able to find out through them as well if you didn't catch that. Then, well, congratulations, and interesting. You're starting a whole new career.
I guess so. Yeah, nice little side hobby, or
fantastic
paid event.
Excellent.
Oh, that's great. Sorry, so Sam Hardy, winner of the winning the Men and Men. So keep an eye out on Instagram, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.